CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of May, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. New RSGB trophy manager announced. Questionnaire launched to help shape the future of the Commonwealth contest. Learn about designing PCBs using KiCad during the next Tonight at 8 webinar. We are pleased to announce that Mike Franklin, G3VYI, will be the new RSGB trophy manager. He will focus on the contest trophy collection, and headquarters will now manage the AGM trophies. Jackie Goody, G6XSY, the retiring RSGB trophy manager, will support Mike's transition into this role. She will also take responsibility for the historical aspect of our trophies. You can contact Mike via trophy.manager@rsgb.org.uk, and Jackie will have the new email address trophy.archivist@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB thanks Mike and Jackie for volunteering for this important work. Following the RSGB Commonwealth contest in March, a small group of representatives have been reviewing possible changes that they hope will encourage more participation in future contests. The group includes representatives from countries including Canada, Australia, New Zealand and the UK. The RSGB HF Contest Committee is now calling on both regular entrants and those who have never entered before, but may do in the future, to complete a questionnaire to help shape the next steps in the discussion. The questionnaire is open until Monday the 20th of May and can be found by visiting tinyurl.com/charliewhiskeycharlietest2024. The latest Tonight at 8 webinar is tomorrow, Monday the 13th of May. Mike Willis, G0MJW, will be giving an introduction to designing printed circuit boards using the popular open source KiCad package. The presentation covers the basics in real time, starting with a circuit sketch, going through the process of converting that into a schematic diagram, and then using that to create a printed circuit board design. It will then conclude with how to send this out for production. Watch this live presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB board chair, Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, has announced that due to pressure of work, Paul Nichols, M0PVN, has resigned as an RSGB board director. Paul runs a busy and growing legal practice, which, like many professional roles, requires long hours each day. Paul has offered to be a legal advisor to the board. Stuart has welcomed him to that role and thanked him for his input to the RSGB during the last year. Today, the 12th, lots of amateur radio stations are on the air as part of Mills on the Air Weekend 2024. The event takes place across the UK every May, with more than 300 windmills and watermills usually taking part. For more information and to view a list of registered stations, visit deltadeltaalfaromeosierra.net/mills.html. The date has been confirmed for the 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT. It will go ahead on Saturday the 9th of November 2024 at the Museum of Communication, Burt Island, Fife. Lunch will be provided and an optional dinner will be held in the evening at the local hotel. Online booking will open in July 2024. Updates, when available, will be published on the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk. For more information, email Colin, GM4HWO, via golfmike4hotelwhiskeyoscar@gmail.com. And now for details of rallies and events. The Retro Trek UK event is taking place today at Wrighton-on-Dunsmore, Coventry. The Bury Amateur Radio Society will take place on Saturday the 18th of May. The venue will be Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, postcode charliefox.6450 Papa. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and admission is £3. Access for traders is available from 7:30 a.m. For more information, traders and exhibitors can ring Nigel, GW1CUQ, on 02920-892-580. For general inquiries, ring Steve, 2W0VOG, on 07900-560-080, or email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. And you might want to know that the Bray Head Rally will be taking place next Sunday at the Bray Head Arena from 10 a.m. That's in Glasgow. And also, next Sunday, the 19th of May, this is nearer home, Dartmoor Radio Club Rally will be held at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, postcode Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. The doors open at 10 a.m. For more information, please contact Roger Han, two N's, on 07854-088882 or email to Echo Zero Romeo Papa Hotel at gmail.com. And the special event news. Special event station Golf Bravo 1 Sierra Charlie Whiskey is active today from the National Coast Watch Station at Shoreham by Sea. Operators are celebrating the work of the National Coast Watch and RNLI as part of SOS Radio Week. Listen out for the station on the 40-metre to 70-centimetre bands using SSB, CW, FM and digital modes. See QRZ.com for more information. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is once again supporting the International Men's Mental Health Month and helping to raise the profile of men's mental health 2024 throughout the international amateur radio community. Club members will be operating from their headquarters at Patrington Haven, East Yorkshire, using the special call sign Golf Bravo Zero Mike Mike Hotel. The station will be active throughout the weekend of the 17th to 19th of May and 14th to 16th of June across all the HF bands. Please listen out for the operators and give them a call. Your support will help raise the awareness of men's mental health. For more information, see QRZ.com. Poole Amateur Radio Society, supported by Royal Signals Amateur Radio Society, the British Amateur Television Club and Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society, will be operating Golf Bravo 4 Papa Romeo Sierra to support the RNLI Poole Lifeboat Festival over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of May. This is a celebration of the RNLI saving lives for 200 years, and a full programme of events and visitor attractions has been organised by the RNLI, culminating with a historic ship sail past on the evening of Sunday the 19th at 4 p.m. The free-of-charge event will be open between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and thousands of visitors are expected. The station will be set up on Poole Quay, adjacent to the RNLI headquarters. As well as demonstrating the use of radio in emergency situations, the station will also be participating in the SOS Radio Week activity. The station will be contacting other amateur radio stations at various RNLI lifeboat centres around the United Kingdom, as well as other life-saving institutions, nationally and internationally. A commemorative QSL card will be available, Anybody with permission to operate adjacent to or from a lifeboat station is invited to arrange a scheduled contact and participate in this major RNLI event. For more information, please contact Secretary at gulf4paparomeosierra.org.uk. Also, in support of RNLI's SOS Radio Week, Wirral Amateur Radio Society will be active as Golf Bravo 2 Hotel Lima Sierra on Sunday the 19th of May. The station will be operating from the Hoy Lake Lifeboat Station, Wirral, postcode Charlie Hotel 473 Alpha Lima, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. More information is available at tinyurl.com/Sierra Oscar Sierra Golf 3 November Whiskey Romeo, all uppercase, or from Bill G4YWD on 07804 884 245. Now the DX news. Rick DL2VFR is active as Sierra Mike 2 / Delta Lima 2 Victor Foxtrot Romeo from Holmon Island, EU 135, until the 14th of May, using CW and some SSB. He may also be QRV as Sierra Mike 5 / Delta Lima 2 Victor Foxtrot Romeo from IOTA Group, EU 084, on the 15th or 16th. QSL via Rick's home call. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Three amateurs from Stockport Radio Society are hoping, subject to appropriate weather for the crossing, to activate Great Salty Island, EU 103, from Tuesday the 14th to Friday the 17th of May, using the call sign Echo Juliet 6 Kilo Papa Portable. This will be a daylight activity only, as the team is not permitted to stay overnight. This alert for the operators on the 40, 20 and 15 meter bands using SSB. Harold DF2WO is active as 9 X-ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Rwanda until the 17th of May. He's offering CW, SSB and digital modes on the 8F and 6 meter bands, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the 70 meg CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using CW on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Tomorrow, the 13th, the 80-meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 14th, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 14th, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 16th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The 140 MHz May contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 18th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 19th of May. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. And on Sunday the 19th of May, the first 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 9th of May 2024. Disrupted solar conditions continued this week with X-Class solar flares aplenty. Four X-Class events on the 8th and 9th of May prompted coronal mass ejections, which could join together to impact the Earth this weekend. We can expect a strong G3 event, with the KP index rising to 6, and the potential for visible aurora in the UK. It's hard to be positive about this, as HF conditions this weekend, ending today, 12th, are likely to be very disrupted, with reduced MUS and noisy bands. But do look out for auroral signals, perhaps on the 10-metre band and above, and a potential for HF band enhancement, just as the plasma cloud hits. The solar flares index hit 227 on Thursday the 9th, which is one of the highest we've seen in this cycle, but don't get carried away as it's forecast to decline. Meanwhile, conditions have been typical for this time of year, with reduced F-flare propagation on the 10-metre band offset by the start of the sporadic E season. The lower HF bands are staying open later in the evening and may even increase to all night on the 20-metre band as we head towards June and July. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will drop below 200, but remain at or above 175 all week. After this weekend's chaotic geomagnetic conditions, we can expect the KP index to fall to 2, but increase again on the 13th, perhaps to 4. In the meantime, solar maxima is still predicted to be later this year, although geomagnetic disturbances are likely to increase on the downward part of the cycle. Another VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. We end the current week with high pressure over the country and some occasional tropopause, especially over surrounding waters. The high will decline from the west as we progress through this weekend. At the time of reading on Sunday, the transition will be all but complete and low pressure will remain in control for much of the coming week. This means periods of rain, heavy showers or thunderstorms and quite windy weather at times. In terms of propagation, a shift to rain scatter is a good choice for those equipped for the gigahertz bands for the week ahead. Recent solar activity continues to offer chances of auroras, so remember to monitor the KP index and check for fluttery signals on the HF bands and raspy signals on VHF. The many clusters and band reports should be a good tool for these conditions. Lastly, the sporadic E season is having a few starting twitches. Earlier in the evening of Wednesday the 8th, there was a short opening of about an hour to Scandinavia on 6 metres, CW, from a patch in the middle of the North Sea. The positions of the jet screens may not entirely suit further openings in the shorter term, but as the low pressure moves in next week, things could improve for sporadic E-paths to Iberia and the central Mediterranean. With the Eta Aquarids peak now passed, the next big shower isn't until July with the Delta Aquarids. But before the Delta Aquarids, we can look forward to the Arietids in late May. However, the Eta Arietids will continue to produce the odd ping or burst. Last week, there was plenty of evidence of meteors continuing to burn up after the peak. There may still be the odd one during the coming week, together with the usual background sporadic meteor returns. As the moon starts to decline this week, the distance between the moon and Earth is also beginning to increase, and with it the path loss increases to a maximum on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. However, sky noise will remain low all week. The moon is favourably placed for daytime operating this week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website and includes email addresses and website links where known. So now news for the South West and South Wales centred on Bristol. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30 PM. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .org.uk. And Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Today, the 12th, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is active from 9 a.m. for Mills on the Air. On Thursday, members will be meeting via Zoom. Visit Sierra Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .co.uk for more information, or contact inquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club is daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk, or 07889 208090. And on Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via golf4whiskeysierramike.club. And for Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Junior Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club or call Ken Smith on 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. On Mondays, there is a Wires X net in the Highfields room, 05993. Access is also possible in Cardiff via gateways on 431.075 megs and 431.1875 megs. On Wednesdays, there are nets on 145.525 megs FM from 7:30 until 8:30 p.m. On Fridays, from 7 p.m, there's a net on the Mike Bravo 7 India Echo Charlie All-Star node, 59948, and via EchoLink, Mike Bravo 7 India Echo Charlie - Lima. This simplex gateway covers most of Cardiff and can be accessed on 144.9125 FM with the CTCSS code 110.9 Hz. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Next weekend, 17th, 18th and 19th, members will be active for pubs and clubs on the air. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk. On Sundays, Uskside Amateur Radio Club has moved. It now meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec. It's 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7 p.m. Contact is via uskside@newport.gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Redcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo. .org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.